Hello and welcome to the Dreamscape podcast. I am Matt LeBeau, or Dexel, the host for today. So, I am looking for other dreamers or anybody that wants to share their dream or anybody that wants to talk about the dream or just anybody that wants to chat with me or say their story or be on the podcast. So, if you want to be on the podcast, you can send me a text message at 613-902-1470, and then we'll get in touch. I'm looking for anybody that wants to chat about dreams. I like to kind of have these journal entries, but I think it'd be more interesting to kind of have it be sometimes it's just me talking, and then sometimes I integrate other people in. That way I kind of can get a sense of really who I'm talking to, because just kind of doing it only for my own reading doesn't kind of quite feel right, and I like the idea of being more like public or forward with what happens in the dream, although there's some elements that can't get out. But like once I kind of feel like I know who I'm talking to and I can kind of create that context, and I'll obviously kind of judge it and change it around, but that's kind of where I'm thinking about going. And I think like making it more broad so I don't have to like describe everything, I can describe just those minute things on the way, so it's actually useful, and it's not just the like recollection of it. Bringing it into the recollection is important, and just giving it the space, because I think it's also something I can demonstrate to others. So my thought is I can take it and have a conversation with somebody, but give them the space to be able to talk about their dreams. So because I find a lot of the times when I go to talk about my dreams, a lot of people don't seem interested in the conversation because, like, they have other stuff going on. They're focused on their own stuff, which is totally understandable. But there's something in the dream that I want to get out. That's why I'm talking about it, right? And it requires another mind, or some it requires more like questions, it requires more data, requires somebody to help you pull it out, and it requires an environment and interest, because that's how it emerges. Like helpful questions are things that like it leads you to the thing. So it's like, just like when you say something and in your mind it makes sense, but when somebody else asks you this one question, it takes you out of left field, you may just find out, oh, wait, no, this guy was purple, which means this thing. And so then you get like a whole new, you're like, oh, this dream also happened. You'll like get more remembrance of the stuff, and then trying to connect that all together. And I guess putting it all together into like one kind of written form is a different beast entirely than just the kind of just recollection in it of itself, right? So I don't know if I should be also trying to write the copy as well, but I think the moment I pick up the camcorder, writing copy should be much easier, although I do need to learn about that. So one thing that's on my list of things to buy would be the camcorder, which is like a writing, it's basically like a keyboard, but instead of typing with like just the keys, you can like press in chords. So it's like, instead of like just typing H, you press five keys and it types like helicopter. And then it just infers it all. I don't know how that works, but I'm going to need to like study it. But I like little things like that are like kind of
like peripherals that are like aren't normal. Like I have a 60% keyboard, and I have a gaming pad, which is the Razer Orb Weaver. Gives me a full command of macros, and it's super similar to what the other one is, but I just can't buy it yet. And I'd like to pick it up, but I'm torn in between buying it and investing in my future. But that also could be investing in my future, because the amount of effort I could put out with that kind of product would be crazy. I need to call that guy. But that's besides the point. I guess there is no real point, so it's. But yeah, that's the. I definitely think that'll be interesting. And I wanted to get a few other kind of like peripheral ideas that would like assist in the monitoring of. Oh, I wanted to initiate something where I monitored my sleep patterns and somehow tried to get some sort of sleep management idea into my daily practice and daily routine. That way I can actually create something of a monitor, right? Because right now what I'm optimizing is every single day I make my OC. That's all I'm focusing on, right? And then everything else I'm kind of trying to like structure around the OC, because that's just steady, right? So I'm trying to, I've tried a setup where I went to bed at, where I built my day actually around my sleep. So when I imagined my schedule, I had my sleep in the middle of it. So I'd fit things before my sleep, during, and then during my sleep, it'd be like me trying to integrate my dreams in, and then I'd wake up. And I wasn't really focused on my day entirely. It was just like, what can I fit in? And then I would imagine fitting stuff in, and then I would do stuff before my sleep. So it's like, and it was stuff like, okay, I'll do yoga every day, I'll do this every day, and it was just a lot of things that it never ended up getting completed, right? Which makes sense. So I think it's much easier for me to like record this myself every night before I go to bed. I can do that every day, but it's not, I find I would have a tough time kind of figuring out what to discuss. But and I don't when I have a dream, it's hard to recall quite where it came from. So, and when I originally wake up, that's the best time theoretically to record your dreams. And I've tried writing in a journal, and that's not quite helpful. It's hard to recall, and I don't want to continue to use it. Like when I write in the journal, I'm like, okay, am I ever gonna look in that book again? Sometimes when I etch it down, it's in like crazy, crazy format. Like it's, but you know what? Actually, never mind. When I go back into the book, it comes way back, because I'm thinking about it now. Yep. I also have the urge to fully elaborate on things. So. And I don't know why this thought comes about, but when I said that, what I wanted to do was I wanted to fully describe the way that I thought, the way that my thought came about in its origin, right? So, I wanted to say that I recalled a dream that I wrote down with, well, I was trying to think, of a dream that I wrote in a specific book. So I imagined the book, and then I had the dream, and it was just like an image of like, it was just a low poly image. So it was like, oh, okay, I got a great idea. Well, this is what it is. So I had the image of a dream where wait, what? No, hold on. Okay, so I'm trying to recall a dream, but I only remember like a low poly JPEG. So it's like the thumbnail of a video. It's just a low resolution image, right? And then that thing kind of like opened up into the rest of it. So it was just like, oh, a little devil. Like I remembered a devil. And then from there, it was like in the book, and then it came out of the book. Not like it was just like an image. I'm like, I'm taking it from it. From that spot, I remember the location. I remember the thinking. I remember the room. I remember the space. I remember the time. And I can remember other dreams that kind of branch off from it. And it. But I don't know where the idea came from. Not like of the dream, but like of me recalling it. Like that just seems. Ugh. So my other thought was that came about in this with my OCs. What I'd like to do is have the. It may be all of them, or it may be exclusively the ones from the dreamscape. To have the person who wrote. To the person who buys the token, they are able to get me to make their dream into a thing, to like somehow to make a visual to represent it in some way, whether that's writing, whether that's a song, whether that's a music video, whether that's just an image, whether that's whatever it is, that's going to be how I do it. And that's going to be on every single one of the dream ones. On top of already having input into the other character. So, yeah, that's kind of I'm really trying to think about how I can have the OCs be a part of the things that I do. And I think the dreamscape is a good part of it. And I think this is going to be the podcast that I'm focusing on because it just kind of can it can still be about everything because the world integrates into dreams. And people exist in the world, and people exist in dreams. So, it's too much explanation for nothing. But, anyways, I am tired, so I'm gonna go to bed. Thank you, and welcome. And I guess I'm gonna go into the dreamscape, so, good night.